The candles. Once there were two candles. One candle was made from beeswax, and the other was made from animal's fat.
I am much brighter than other candles, and I can last longer than all of us can. That's why I should stand on a silver candle holder.
The beeswax candle was proud of herself and said, "The candle made from animal's fat envied the beeswax candle."
The beeswax candle must live a great and splendid life.
One day, there was a party in this house.
I will be great at the party,
the beeswax candle said, arrogantly, as if she was the hostess of the party. Then a master came in.
I have to light up a candle.
After saying this, he took the beeswax candle.
The party must be wonderful.
The animal fat candle was left behind and became lonelier. At the time, one little boy appeared with his torn basket at the kitchen door. In the basket, there were 5 or 6 potatoes and 1 apple. A mistress of the house gave them to this poor boy.
I will give you this candle too.
The mistress slipped the animal fat candle into the boy's hand. The little boy was very happy and went back to his house.
Where am I going?
The candle finally arrived at a poor and small hut. 3 children and a mother were living in that small room with a low ceiling. The candle stood on an iron candlestick.
This is too much.
The candle grumbled to himself, regretting for his miserable situation.
The beeswax candle went to the party. She must be standing on a great silver candle holder at this time.
The candle made from animal's fat envied the beeswax candle very much. The mother prepared dinner by boiling the potatoes and peeling the apple. The 3 children and the mother had dinner happily. The animal fat candle shone their table brightly.
This candle is very bright,
the boy said.
God bless this kind lady,
the mother prayed. It was a poor but peaceful and happy family. The animal fat candle felt happy as he enjoyed shining brightly for this family.